You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I hope it's a great day. Tell me about the haze situation. Do they have a forecast about when it might clear out or no?
Sometime next year is from what I'm hearing. But yeah, again, we're looking out the window. We're up here in Colorado Boulevard and Exposition, and you can't see the city. You can't see Denver. It's that bad again. So,
and now I'm hearing stories that they're having to issue alerts for people's pets. Even.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I told you our dog's eyes have been really red and gooey, and Nicole's like, oh my gosh, it's probably the smoke.
Ugh.
It's keeping me from going outside and doing my little run, my daily runs, so that's kind of nice.
Are you getting on your machine?
Nah, I just usually just call it a day, and I'm like, man, what? Can't work out, you know, the fires. So I'll eat cookies.
Do you like plums?
I love plums. See, large grapes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I think. And I like them. You know, with peaches, I like them to be firm. That's why I prefer nectarines over peaches.
Do you get your peaches down in Georgia?
Thank you, Justin. So I got to tell you a story about plums that made me, I LOL.
Okay.
So my stepdaughter, Zoe, works at a doctor's office. She sits at the front desk and she does the billing and she does the insurance stuff and blah, blah, blah. And they had a client whose regular client came in, this woman, and she brought a little basket, a small little basket, and she had plums in it.
All right.
That she was bringing to the staff there.
That's nice.
And especially to Zoe, saying, you're always so sweet to me. These are some plums off my tree in my yard.
Fruit.
I have a plum tree, and these are for you. And Zoe's like, aw, that's so sweet. So there's like 4 or 5 plums in there, and she brought them home. And I was like, well, I like plums too, and these are going to be the freshest you can get. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is right off this lady's tree in her yard.
Yeah.
So I washed one the next day, ate it, delicious. Just delicious. I took a picture of it half eaten, and I texted it over to Zoe. I said, when your client comes back in, show her how much we appreciate these plums off her beautiful plum tree in her yard. Wonderful. Day number 2 came by, and there's like 3 plums in there. I reached down. I was like, I want one that feels kind of firm. And I pulled one of them out, I pulled these other 2 out, and I felt something on my thumb on the bottom. Turned the plums over. And there were the stickers from the grocery store.
What?
That were on there. You know how when you buy produce, they have little stickers on them?
The little code? Yes.
Yeah, right? So this lady had just gone to a grocery store and bought plums and brought them in and said, these are from my tree that I grew. She pulled off the stickers on most of them, but she forgot 2 of them, and they had stickers on them.
Does she really live like on a plum farm, and maybe they sticker them before they ship them off?
No.
Couldn't have happened, you know.
This is like she went down to Safeway or King Soopers. And she bought a few plums and pulled the stickers off some, didn't notice the stickers on the other, and claimed them as her own.
Bet she throws cakes at the grocery store, too, and presents them as ones that she made. She's that person.